Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
FRP Games is an online retailer specializing in all aspects of your tabletop gaming needs. Whether it's RPGs, dice, war games, or computer games, FRP Games has a wide selection of products. They offer overstock items where you can pick up all kinds of gaming gear ranging from 30% off all the way up to 90% off the retail price. Through our website, you'll be directed to their weekly new products, eBay auctions, or you can even buy your special gaming someone a gift certificate. FRP Games is an authorized Wizards of the Coast retailer and for 10 years has been committed to providing each customer with the highest standard of customer service possible. Visit our website for instant access to FRP Games' inventory of thousands of unique gaming items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This is Ethan with the Gamers Haven podcast, and I'm here to tell you about CantCon. For those of us who can't con, there's CantCon. CantCon will be held at the Johnson County Community College Regnier Center in Overland Park, Kansas, in the Capitol Federal Conference Room on July 9th through the 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. There will be RPG events, board game events, card game events, miniatures games, as well as open gaming tables for impromptu sessions. Pre-registration is open currently, and if you pre-register, you'll receive an additional chance to win swag at CantCon. We have over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away over the course of the convention, and we hope to give it all away. In addition, if you pre-register, you can get a 3-day pass for only $25. If you're only interested in coming one day at a time, you can for only $10 a day. There will be registration available at the door, but you'll have less of a chance to win free prizes that way. Join us at Johnson County Community College for CantCon on July 9th through the 11th, from beginning at 8 a.m. daily. Visit www.cantcon.com for more information.
There's a lot of that in one board.
Hey, pot.
I can't smoke that right now. Project due. Can't take the intel hit.
Where's it tomorrow? tormenting the
students. Well, if I have assistance from Divine, I might not go assassin, because I probably won't go evil.
You can go the good assassin.
The Slayer of Domiel.
What book is that in?
Book of Broken Deeds. It is literally assassin. Word for word, all the same skills, but you're lawful good instead.
And you kill.
I don't know lawful good.
Which is completely dumb, let me tell you.
And you kill evil stuff with the
For the greater good.
Yeah, I could just keep going Bloodhound. I mean, there are a couple of nicer things.
Anyways, yeah, so it looks like we've got maybe one Morian assassin. Who's going on Morians for some reason?
He could just be using it because they are Morians.
I checked the corpse for fangs.
There are no fangs.
Okay.
Well, regardless, he gets them.
There are no fangs on the corpse or having bitten the corpse.
That might be something we can actually check on.
But see, if it is all, she...
Fortitude cert.
He has, right now. Of course, he's working for Bart, and Bart has his female friend.
Give me a notice check.
One more, so she could get them from there.
We gotta come to the city somehow. So
this will be hard for you.
Yes, we 32. Can.
32?
That sounds good.
You think you've seen disease like this before?
Do I have any idea where?
Do I start itching?
Those guys that hung out with Ricardo.
Wait, this guy's a leper?
No. But some of the diseases that hang out with them.
Right.
And I do say hang out.
I think the scabs had one of this disease.
The scab assassins. It kind of oozes a little, and you're like, yep, they had this one.
I wipe it off on his shirt.
I'm going to go get a guard and follow this death, and let's go investigate elsewhere.
Very well.
Okay. Back to the two who have not had any time in this game yet.
Well, I'm sorry.
That's okay. We can get a spell sword.
A spell
what
sword.
Do you two feel really like guards. Doing?
I don't know. What was the last thing you did?
last thing you guys did was...
Can I respect this? I'm not probably going to go assassin now.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, considering the God of Redemption is following you around.
Yes.
You want to re-respect you?
And then, well, I never actually respect you like this.
So, are you hanging out with your loved ones, actually spending quality home time?
Yes, we're buying stuff for our baby room.
You are shopping for baby stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Let me tell you, you thought you were fearless, but your hands are trembling as you reach for the crib.
Congratulations, so we're making a new dragon kit.
Yeah.
What was it?
Well, apparently it looks more demonic than you.
Just really?
Hang out,
kind of. Okay, so you hang out.
Well, I convince her that it's okay and we can have a good.
Unfortunately, you decided to buy at the time, which is the peak baby buying time. It is, you know, in the middle of winter, and let's just say during the spring and summers when people decide to have lots of random sex.
Actually, it's during the winter.
It is during the winter.
Oh, I'm such an idiot.
Yeah, I'm gonna go cook food so you can regret the rest of the room this
time. So, you'll find that the prices are actually slightly higher than usual.
How much are you gonna...
It's already covered in your living cost.
Oh,
remember
okay.
your monthly living cost?
Yeah, that's right.
It's just, you now have something to gripe about when you get home.
Yeah.
In sign language.
See, which I actually dealt with a bar
who was
deaf the other
day. Had a fight with someone for
person
that
answer phone saying, hi, my name is...
Nobody's
going to
be messing with me.
I'm going to have to ask permission to speak to you, but...
I go large so nobody can fit past me in the line.
And they're just like...
It's not over here.
And you'll notice how... you give me a will check.
Will check. 20.
The preggo mamas intimidate you. Get out of my way! And the husband's like, please. Please don't make her angry. I have to live with her.
Okay.
You're like,
he's gonna go, hurt me.
Please don't hurt me.
I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to her.
Okay. Steven, back over to you. Kim, you now had a nice beer.
That's really good. So, I assume there's a reason you're following me around.
Well, you don't know. You do know who I am, right?
You're a god, a good aligned god. Beyond that, no, I don't really care. Well, I didn't before, but now that you're following around, it's kind of intriguing.
Well, you'd be surprised how many people are spying on you guys. All right, hi, my name is Katorin Herthart. I'm the god of redemption.
Oh, you're one of the guys that smote the city a while back, weren't you?
Look, I found a guy who I honestly thought wanted to redeem, and he did. He was trying to be a good person, and then you guys handed him over. Not your guys' direct fault. And, well, some jerks decided to kill him in a above and beyond normal death type of way.
Oh, okay.
You know, if you just kill someone that's slightly different than, you know, torture and agonize before they get killed.
So I assume you know my family relation.
Oh, thank you. Yep. Yeah, I know her.
Yeah. What do I do now with that?
Well, I'm a god of options. I don't do Keir's thing where it's my way or the highway type of thing.
Yeah.
Well, I can list you what some of your options are if you like that.
Yeah,
I could go talk to her.
Yeah. How well do you think that's going to turn out? I'm thinking a dismissal might be involved in that conversation.
Oh, she'd have to work really hard to get me angry. It takes a lot to anger me. I try and be a kind and compassionate god. But, you know, sometimes when you kill one of my guys... we all have our days.
Okay.
You could always just dismiss her. You could always try and kill her.
Nah.
Well...
Yeah, I have a feeling if I actually directly assault her, she has some allies elsewhere.
No, not really.
She doesn't?
No. She's a whole lot of bluffing. She's a whole lot of bravado. Are you kidding me? Irnises are one of the least like devils in existence.
I have plus 16 to sense motive. I hate spells. It's like living this on constantly.
Yeah, are you kidding me? They hate Irnises. They're always like angel traitors type of thing, you know? Never really trust him. I'm not sure you should.
Nah. The only problem is if I try anything against her, she can literally read my mind.
Sure. As I said, I could go talk to her. I could fix that.
How would you fix that?
You know there are ways to stop the telepathy, right? Now the prince would convince you that it's aluminum. You wear aluminum hats. Of thieves.
Oh, her god, yeah.
Yeah.
That one guy.
Yeah, I don't tend to like him. This very is much. Dragonborn.
He's...
it's kind of odd, because, I mean, her god, with how she is, and then our guildmaster, who's supposed to be also following the prince, very drastic people.
Well, the guildmaster gets away with a lot.
Yeah, that'd be fun. So, you know what, why don't you go try talking to her and see how that
turns
out.
You go ahead and stay here. Well, I don't want you getting pulled into this.
I'm going to go into the sewers and hang out with some druid buddies I found. And I'm going to hide down there in case the crap hits the fan.
Okay.
It's just another spy team happening.
I go in the sewers like, hey guys.
What's up?
I'm hiding.
Cool. Mushrooms?
Yeah, sure,
yeah. Mushroom burger? It's purely organic.
Dude, don't you have some rat meat or something in this city? I mean, last time...
Is Will
still here? Because he made an amazing rat burger last time.
We're trying to leave the rats for, you know, the beggars. They don't trust you eating mushrooms.
Too bad.
This is pimento cheese.
Have you never had pimento?
Oh, I love pimento.
Okay.
There's a little left.
Okay. You're enjoying it.
Alright, well, I'm going to hang out in the sewer as well. The redemption god talks to a fallen angel.
He redeems her.
This is going to be really odd. I'm going to hang out down here until I get to say so it's safe, or until one of them comes down and is like, what are you doing down here?
I'm like, hey, by the way, what are you doing? What? Oh, you! Come with us!
Hey, I'm on track now.
There are a few other guys who are hiding from your wife. Me
yeah,
too!
Yeah, yeah. It's a regular thing.
Okay. Back over to the three who are trying to this assassin who is hunting down on Morians.
Yes, Tyler pointed out they were trying to track down where the flowers came from. Like, how they were imported.
Okay.
Because...
That would actually be gather information.
Okay.
I have a plus zero.
You may actually need to go get some, or you can have your mooks do it again.
I have a plus one.
I'm just sitting at home with my wife.
Trying to convince her, go get out of good. Yes. Go get out of good. Don't be.
It's fun.
You literally asked her to do the exact opposite of what she is.
No, she is chaotic evil.
Yeah, she's chaotic and evil. Yes,
remember? He's just asking her to be good, not evil.
Yes.
A big switch.
I'd settle for chaotic neutral.
Mary, you'd settle for anything other than chaotic evil.
She's not chaotic evil, she's chaotic and
I know
evil.
What I can do to be good. I can kill the guy who's in charge of the orphanage, and he's obviously evil.
Well, why don't we go get lost and maybe he'll be able to help us out here.
Sure.
You guys will notice that he's actually now in fine clothing. You'll notice that he's actually got a small little wing to this big house in Gold District. When you guys go and meet him, you know, there's actually a butler who...
Excuse me. May I help you?
Yes, we were hoping to come speak with Lawson.
Mr. Lawson.
Yes.
Does he know you?
Yes.
I'll go get him. Please, wipe your feet.
Wipe it on the wall.
In his defense, you did go into the sewers.
And you are
actually, I didn't really go all the way down in sewers. I stopped on the ladder because there were people below me. Like,
yeah, well, there's still poop on the ladder.
Yeah, I know.
After a few minutes, yep, Lawson is sitting there. He's clean cut. He's handsome. He's bathed. He's perfumed. Hi. Let's talk outside. What are you doing here?
We need your help.
What, has Matea been asking questions again?
No,
we just need you to find, locate something for us right now.
That's all we're doing. We're coming with you, so the chance of you being kidnapped and beaten is very slim.
You're sitting there like, don't you have two people in your party who can do this?
both Ricardo
okay.
and Jake are indisposed.
Oh, you're too busy right now. There's a woman upstairs waiting.
Indisposed.
Mm-hmm.
No, I was designing a surprise birthday party for her, so we'll have to be fast, okay?
We can be fast about this.
Wait, does he have fast track?
No. So 3 hours later, you guys find yourselves at the Sky Docks.
Yeah.
This guy says he smuggled him in.
Right. Yeah. We'll talk to this guy.
Hi.
Hi. You may leave, Lawson.
You guys will see the Captain Mook stamped onto his forehead.
I'm slightly more important than the regular Mook because I'm a captain. And I'm still not important enough to have a name.
No. Captain's Mook.
Oh. I pull out the rose.
Oh, yeah. I brought those in.
Who'd you sell them to?
Guy out on the rim.
I'm so glad I'm not
Did
there
give
right
you
now.
A name?
Like, boy, grow some balls or
Bert? Benthal?
Did he have an incredibly pale woman with him?
No.
Okay.
He reminds you of a skeleton. His name Michael Jackson.
Right. I described Bart's robes that he normally
Oh, wears. Yeah! Real creepy!
Okay. You better not be lying to me.
Why would I lie to you? We're both thieves.
Because we're thieves.
Well, if I smuggled in roses, I'm sorry.
I will break you now.
Of all the things, I thought that was the least harmful I could think I could do. Well, think about smuggling in the drugs. No, I brought up on roses.
Women.
You should have smuggled in the anti-magic orbs.
No. Oh no, those are hard to smuggle, especially on flying ships. And we lift. Oh man!
No, what you have to do is surround the anti-magic orb with an anti-magic orb. So, like taking bag of holding the bag of holding? Okay. Thank you.
No problem!
Okay.
Alright.
So, we're going to see Bart now?
Every time I ask him where Arch is, he never tells me.
We can at least figure out why he's doing this. If he's feeling talkative.
Yeah, I question the student. Maybe it was Necromancer student? I don't know.
So let's go find out.
Sure. We go on to the
room. Ba-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Can't hear me, I kill you.
I'm sorry. I'm not even a worthwhile random encounter anymore.
I successfully intimidated.
I used to be intimidating, but then I...
I used to be intimidating when there's like 20 of me.
You guys don't even get experience points for me anymore.
Hey, at least in Pathfinder, I actually have a dex score as a gold. It's 10, all the way down to great word. What the hell?
Well, dragons aren't known for their dex.
Hey, I got a 14.
You're technically half human.
I know.
Yeah, you're not a full
no,
dragon.
Technically, you're half human.
Oh, dang. Mm-hmm. All dragons have only a 10 dex. What the hell?
Dragons are not dexterous.
What? No.
They're thick, big.
Except in Pathfinder.
Yeah, in Pathfinder, they actually have dex scores.
Okay.
So, you guys go out on the rim. Thunk! Jerk.
You know, he grows on you after a while.
Shh, shh,
hello
shh.
There.
He's going to say yes, come in.
That was, he won't last long.
Thunk. Shh,
shh, shh. Is he down the ladder?
He's a zombie, one of the broken legs, so he's dragging it along. Zombie in a butler outfit, little bow tie and everything.
And he calls everyone a jerk.
Mm-hmm. It grows on you.
The brain's kind or the other, the just everyone kind.
The what?
The brain's kind or the everyone's
kind. He's actually an intelligent zombie. He doesn't actually have to feast on flesh.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean he wouldn't like to.
It doesn't mean he doesn't like to. It's just he doesn't have to.
I mean, it's kind of like Ryan. He can choose not to eat us. Well, actually, if he tried to eat us, he'd probably get tasted.
He knows better than to eat us.
The thing is, he doesn't especially want to piss off her. He has turn resistance, but that doesn't mean she can't roll well.
against another player.
Or, now that she has fourth level spells, cure critical wounds.
Anyway, you guys are actually escorted upstairs this time.
Ooh.
It takes a while for, you know, the butler to get upstairs.
Do you need any help?
No, jerk.
Well, same to you, jerk.
You guys are actually taken to a reading room where you see Bart, of course, with his glasses down, and he's reading a book, and in the chair, of course, next to him, in a red velvet chair, and of course her usual beautiful gowns is his wife and Chantra. Oh yes, there's only three of you this time.
Yeah. Yes, we're all doing our own little things.
Hmm? Yeah, it tends to piss off the DM.
How can I help you?
We were just wondering.
My colleagues have been getting antsy.
We still have other necromancers we need to take down.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, we're preparing for that, don't worry.
Well, I'm merely stating that they're antsy. One is a coincidence. Two, possible conspiracy. Three, basically outright war.
Oh, we were quite aware from the beginning, the moment we started killing them, they'd realize it.
Yes, well.
We were just wondering if you know anything about these.
Me? Of course I do.
Mm-hmm.
You'll notice that Enchantress actually quite focused on the rose, and you'll notice an actual slight scowl form on her face.
I put the rose away.
As soon as she notices that you notice her scowl, she goes back to her normal
dead face.
We just found this at the site of a murdered student up at the.
Well, there's number two then.
So, is Arch doing a little bit of work for you right now?
Well, I did ask you to bring me three certain individuals.
And didn't we already?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. They're doing their job now.
Okay, so it's not just Arch.
No, it's the other two as well. Mm. Okay. Did you not notice the bloat?
Oh, that's right. We did get a...
Yes, a scab.
And a Brotherhood member.
Oh.
So those were the three that you brought him.
Yes, it was Arch, the scab, and a
Brotherhood. I still don't know what he's doing with the other two.
No, we do. He's having them kill people.
Now.
Oh.
Yeah.
So the Brotherhood is probably getting them into places, and then Arch and Scabby. Yeah.
Do they have the information about people in the city?
No, they're not guard. They're just basically police, freelancing police.
They're rent-a-cops that people trust more than the cops.
Because the cops here are bribable.
Very bribable. They're in fact, sometimes you don't even have to bribe them. There's how many guys starting to mugging that guy? It's not worth my shift time.
Alright. I scuffed my armor. I don't feel like polishing my sword again tonight.
Yeah, well, anything else we need to know here?
We found out who it was.
Yeah.
That was our main question.
I get the feeling we might not want to ask any more questions.
I'm just trying to find Arch, that is all.
He'll be done after the next two are gone.
Okay. So if two other random bodies are found...
They're not random, but yes.
Two other people random.
Two other people stabbed in the heart, possibly bloating, and...
Yes, and of course, you know, they keep losing investigators. The more they investigate, the harder they'll find it to be.
Yes, we've heard that.
Okay. Well.
Yeah. So I take it that the bloating spread a little. Mm-hmm.
It only kills those who tamper with the body too much.
Too much, I guess.
How much is too much?
I mean,
if you begin poking it and whatnot.
Starting. Do I need to go see a cleric?
He opens a little drawer and pulls out a flask. Roll percentile dice. Don't roll 100. If you do roll 100, hilarity will ensue.
Yeah, do it. Hilarity do it. For you or do hilarity it. For me?
It's nothing dangerous. Okay. It's just
get
because...
100. Get
100. Not every potion is brewed perfectly, should I say.
Yes. Get 100. 58.
You're fine.
Why does she roll 100?
Thank you.
So, that looked uncomfortable.
Yes, they should be done fairly soon.
That's good to hear.
And then Arch will finally return to you.
By the way, I did almost catch that bloat. The bloat on the corpse.
I suppose like to introduce. So how was the family visit?
Distressing.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Cute?
Has your father been having more issues with adventurers?
No, my brother passed.
Yeah, but it's cute.
Was he the one related to the rose?
It chooses random.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Person or group of people.
Needless to say, I promised father that I would look into it.
Amanda, your people have those in their sewers. Up here in the city, they're in their sewers protecting them.
There's one thing, though.
Osiris have
I realize at least these last two have been Runmorian immigrants. Does that mean anything?
I just think it's cute that they...
They were Runmorian adventurers.
They adopted
my brother. But they're freaking ugly.
Yeah.
I think they're cute.
Immigrants, were they?
They live up here, but they went down to visit Runmorian. You know, it's very convenient for adventurers to be in a flying city, because you can fly down, kill someone, fly back, and they'll never be able to find you. Needless to say, they didn't count on me.
I suppose investigation complete.
So too. Thank you for your time.
Of course. Is the this is switching over to Bart. Let me switch back my accent so I don't sound slightly effeminate. Is there anything you need?
Not at the moment.
No. We were just attempting to gather a little bit of information.
Well, anything new come up with the next two targets? Have they changed anything, or are they just antsy?
The antsy people were the necromancers.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
You mean the next four?
Oh.
We killed three of the seven.
Oh, four, sorry. Sorry, I'm up on the list. The only two on my mind right now are the mummies and the lich.
I need
to... And Chandra goes, don't forget about the vampires.
Well, I'm sure they're nothing as powerful as you, my dear.
Of course not, but still.
Let's see, there's the lich, a standard necro, vampire, and mummy. Straight over the standard necro next.
Vampire touch.
Standard as in arcane?
Ooh. That's all I told us. He's just a standard necromancer.
All right.
He's not as
he doesn't specialize in beer. Your view on this?
Well, he could be a true necromancer.
I promise not to use it against you. But how would you get rid of a vampire?
Yeah, cleric.
Well, see, most people think that we'll use sunlight against vampires. They'll never expect that.
Yeah.
Oh, please! Everyone expects sunlight. It's sort of like walking into a Red Dragon's Lair going, oh, I bet they'll never expect us to use cold.
Because they'll never expect us to have immunity to fire.
Yeah, it's still fun to read on them anyways.
So, sunlight isn't necessarily the most recommended idea. You can always, you are thieves, you can always try and sneak in and go straight for the heart. No. But that, of course, doesn't ever really work either.
But at least paralyze him enough to where we can get a few more hits on him.
Well, yes, but of course that means you have to stake the right vampire.
It's true.
Mm. And you'd have to kill him very fast.
Go get a flaming burst stake.
No, it also has sunlight upon him. Tape a stake to a sledgehammer.
So, what I would do is I would send in your lovely little bard with a little extra glibness and ask for some help. And of course, once you're in the heart of the situation, take care of it there.
Very well.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, they will be inherently suspicious, hence the glibness. I'd recommend the rest of you not talk. And don't look anyone in the eye, for heaven's sakes.
Steven?
No talking.
I have a plus 6 will save. So do I. I can make it.
You have plus 6?
Yes.
An addition, Ricardo, would be a nice addition. They can't really drain his blood.
I took points.
They can't dominate him.
I will save him.
I have a 16 reflex.
You have points.
I am 5 levels of growth.
It would be interesting to pass the domination. Dick already fell to that once. I don't want it to happen again. Mm.
Yes, no one likes having their dick mind controlled.
I'm sure they don't.
Hey, that sucks.
That was funny.
And then I had a worm crawl in my ear.
I don't know a lot about them, but from what I hear, they're from Alemania, if I remember correctly.
Very well.
Very pragmatic.
Okay. We wouldn't have to expect traps from them, would they? Would we?
Of course.
Of course.
What vampire worth their salt doesn't have some traps? And expect living minions, too.
Which NPC doesn't? Especially boss NPC.
Yes, in a rogue game, we can expect traps.
No, that's not just he has his all forces to all be rogues, you don't have to sneak or find traps.
I just wanted to screw you guys out of a... I want to screw you into a D6 hit die.
Well, thank you.
That is my eyeball! Face.
You wish to return to the city quickly,
Sue. Bad laser kitty.
We can walk. It's just as easy.
This is far faster. You have earned my trust. Fear not.
Bonk, bonk, bonk.
Poof. You guys are back inside Copper District.
Just like that.
Were you in the sewers? Or?
No, they were out on the rim. A few hours walk back.
Well, no, but teleporting doesn't, with Bard's stuff, does it take them to the sewers?
He didn't give him an amulet, he just poked their forehead. He did the Castiel teleport.
Wow. I'll never get used to that. What time is it now? In-game or out-of-game?
Out-of-game. 10 o'clock at night.
Okay, well, I'm going to bed now.
Bye-bye.
I'm still hiding in the sewers.
I'm painting.
To the engineer's college.
You don't know whether to paint it blue or pink, so you're painting half the room blue and half the room pink. That way you've only got to paint half when you...
No. You know what you do? Because I actually knew somebody who did this, because they were expecting a boy. They went in to do the scan. The doctor calls it a Buddha baby. Where the baby literally is sitting there cross-legged. So no matter how much they try to prod the child, because normally they're late sitting with their legs closed, they can prod them, they'll move. No, no matter how much you prod, the baby would not move. The doctor calls it Buddha baby. Because it's meditating. So what they did is they painted it in checkers, where they had like a blue, a hot red, and gray as their three colors. And so it's really asexual. If a boy lived there, it's not bad. If a girl lives there, it's not bad. The only problem is if it had no gender. It wouldn't be bad.
I would just do yellow. That's the neutral color usually.
No, because as a little boy in a room full of yellow, he's like, I hate this room! Why do you hate me?
Well, you could paint it black, have little, you know, dark chandeliers, so the child grows up emo, so when they hit their teen years, instead of going emo, they go normal.
Hi guys! Is that your room? Oh, totally, I love this stuff, see, it's black.
Have like a little panorama of like skulls.
This one's Billy, this is Susan. We have tea parties.
Yeah. Next day you get a call from child service.
Alright.
Alright.
That's one investigation done with.
Alright, well, I'll do my check on everything business wise and then head home eventually.
Okay,
you
checking
about
Kit grows
up and starts drinking
coffee.
Bert, sorry.
No, at this point, Kit has left.
Yeah.
Kit's in Silver District talking.
Yeah, I know he is.
Are you still at the bar?
No, I'm in the sewer.
No, he's in the sewer.
I went in the sewer in hiding.
Yeah.
Alright, I'm pretty sure a god can find me.
The next day we'll eventually roll around and you will have a little thief messenger boy.
Message for you, ma'am!
Ninja's out the window. Runs across the roof, jumps into a hay bale.
Give them a console when he gets older.
And then you see as he's walking along, he accidentally pushes someone and then jumps like this.
He runs to the end of the building and sits there before he goes.
No!
He was going to become something.
Oh, I think it'll be worth lots of. Was going to be worth lots of. Poor little Altair.
So is this at my work or at my house?
Your work.
Okay.
It's a message from the guildmaster saying, "Got something awesome."
Nah.
Next assignment. Next assignment. Meet me in Copper at the Drunken Monkey Inn.
I was about to say, Copper isn't very.
You can come to street. If you can't find me, it's not worth your time.
Oh, just don't look.
I never got the message. The kid must have jumped off a roof somewhere.
Even you spent the night in the sewers.
I suppose I'll go gather everyone.
I'm using my hat of disguise as a hobo, and
I suppose I'll go to their house.
You will see the doors open. You will see a man sitting there talking with his wife.
Not Dick. Oh, you were disguised.
He's in the sewers.
Which part of the sewers?
He names the junction.
Thanks, sir.
He names the exact place. He's actually sitting behind the bucket. So lift the bucket. I don't know how he fit underneath it.
Did you just get a knowledge religion to identify this guy?
Go ahead.
27.
Yeah, the God of Redemption is talking to his wife.
Okay. I'm surprised you're talking to her and not him, but okay.
No, we have to go to the store.
Alright, I pop down.
I'm using my hat in disguise.
I see the druids.
Yeah, you see the bucket.
I move the bucket. Dick, wake up.
Dick's not here.
Dick.
Dick is hiding. Dick is hiding from the emotional trauma and moral issues that will be around arising within the next 2.5 hours.
He looks at his arm. He looks at his sundial in the sewer.
Well, then we have 2.5 hours to do a mission for the guild leader.
Ooh, Charlie, good. I like him.
I have a gnomish watch.
He officially
doesn't work half the time.
No, but I know the bard does.
It expires every hour on the hour.
I leave the sewers covered in filth and go try to find the bard so she can prestidigitation me. It takes so long to shower.
Well, let me tell you, when you meet her at the Drunken Monkey Inn, I have no doubt that she will prestidigitate.
Tyler, will you prestidigitation me? I spent the night in the sewers.
I don't think he's in there.
Yes, he is.
Oh.
Yes. I take your silence as a yes.
No, he'll never expend that zero level spell on you.
Not like he's ever done it before.
Yeah.
What?
I spent the night in the sewers hiding from my wife. Can I get a presentation from you?
You have to be in a meeting with him.
I reek.
Yes. I have to be in the same room. By the way, you guys can eat that food.
I will.
I don't know, it might be poisoned.
I just finished all the pimento cheese.
I already had a few pieces.
Alright, I sit down.
You guys will notice the guildmaster sitting there. He's, of course, enjoying a nice turkey dinner.
Have you ever had a rat burger?
Yeah.
You gotta find the right cook, but they came pretty good.
So, good to see you. Butt wife showed up. How's business?
Normal. Nothing exciting, sir.
For you.
Who's the meeting with?
The guildmaster.
So what's this awesome mission you have?
Mm-hmm. Right. I found something and I want it. And you guys are the only competent thieves left in the guild.
Wait, what?
What is the deal?
I'm talking to guildmaster.
Yeah.
And besides, this will be right up your alley, night guard, defender of the city, slayer of undead.
Oh, don't forget we're deputies as well. How do you add that in the title?
Deputy.
No!
Well, I've talked to some bards. And apparently, a long, 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 long time ago, there were some ancient advanced civilizations. Because remember, there are always advanced ancient civilizations.
It's like alien technology, whatever.
Somehow it blew up.
Was this it because
it had gone?
Is this because some gnome got angry because a giant didn't believe his bluff?
I don't know. But from I managed to find the location of one of their towns. And apparently the magical warding's starting to wear off.
Ooh,
well, so you guys are gonna go there and pillage the ever loving hell out of it.
Ooh, ooh, dungeon crawl?
I don't know. It might even be a whole city, or it might just be like a bunker or something.
Yeah.
What are we pillaging now?
There's an ancient civilization that, of course, blew up. That was far more advanced than we are, because they always are.
Hey, can you guys spot us a flying boat, and we'll pay you back over time?
I was just gonna toss you out.
No, I'm well. Yeah, but Featherfall's not nearly as much fun as having your own flying boat.
Not for you.
Wait, Bond. But we love Bond.
So we need your own flying boat. Do you have like 10,000 G's?
Yeah. Depending on how much you guys get for me, you might get yourself a flying boat.
Sweet.
But I want you guys to get down there and take everything.
As long as your promise is not a kill boat. I want something bigger than a fucking kill boat.
I need
boat.
BG. Really costs. We're going to need something. That also might require us to have a boat to begin with so we can bring everything back.
As I said, I was just going to push you outside the city.
Yeah, this is going to be a really weird
question. I was going to bring stuff back.
Has anyone seen our strainer?
No.
That is
not
weird.
That I've really been looking for.
I've never seen a strainer.
I cannot afford a bag of holding.
What color is it?
Yellow.
I have one.
We have one as a group. We did have three.
We have the
last session we lost two.
We had the tiny
bear. Yeah, I have.
Oh yes, that was last session. The teddy bears.
Yes,
the teddy bear and the.
Yeah. I have mine.
Oh yeah. The teddy bear of cuddling. Cuddling do.
I'm tempted on if I can getting that golem and taking him home with me and going to the dwarves and having them build a, you know, a man-sized teddy bear with adamantium threading, so that way he has something to cuddle with and he'll be a guard of my house.
Anywho,
just give him to your wife. I'm sure she'll love it.
So you guys do this for me, it'll put you in my good graces, which you guys want.
Good graces of your god, or not good graces of your god? Hard choice. I'm not saying this in game.
Okay.
Sounds fun enough.
All right.
We're gonna be flying over Tonga, which is actually where it is, in about a week.
Okay.
I was hoping for a distraction now.
Sorry, the city. I can't make the city go any faster.
A flying boat could get us there faster.
Maybe a little while. Alright, I'll see what I can do to get you guys a crew.
We have a crew. We have a pilot. We see a boat. You met Bond. Background.
A camera falls in.
Where'd you get that?
You gotta lose more cameramen that way.
Alright.
Darn it, Bond, stop following me home and stealing stuff from the blue ups.
he walks into the area labeled Kit. He goes and sees a gnome nicknamed Q.
Oh.
Gnomes love Bond. Why is he tired of all their stuff? I don't know what it does. Do you want to take it on mission?
Yes.
And they're like, don't touch that. That's my lunch.
Don't touch that. It's my lunch. Anyway, so he will actually fix you guys up with a nice caravel-sized ship.
Okay, good. Yes.
And it will be crewed by some of the Thieves Guild.
Bond's in the Thieves Guild?
Yes, he is.
He's the pilot?
Did we order...
He's the pilot, but of course you still need people to do crew the ship.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Unless you guys want to start scurrying up the mast and tarring it and stuff.
Did we really recruit Bond?
Yes.
Yes, we did.
I'm sure you can work with the captain while we didn't actually have a job for him.
Alright, so you guys will leave town and it will actually shave off a couple days. You'll show up there in about 4 rather than 6.
Think about being chaotic good while I'm gone.
Channel it.
Wasn't it for me?
Happy fuzzies.
Nice warm feeling in the center.
See you later, dear. Yeah.
Inner peace and harmony.
Inner poverty.
You're not
We're not poor.
No, but if I'm good to, if I'm a good person, you're gonna want to start doing things like charity.
We don't have to.
Excuse my French.
We don't have to spend money to do charity. Pardon me while I go and wash out my mouth with the blood of a thousand virgins.
Yeah. Question: how many weeks has it been since I set up my shop? I haven't quite established that.
You were gone for a month.
Including the 4 months you were gone.
4 weeks.
4 weeks. Okay. Okay, and just so we establish, what day does it provide in
Saturday.
Saturdays.
Saturdays?
Okay.
I assume you probably want to hire a guy.
I did. I assumed that was in.
Okay. Hi, my name is Tim. My name is Tim the clerk. Would you like a rope today?
What I have to do is...
I don't have a personality.
Yes, that's what I have to do. I have to spend money to get him a personality.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, so 6 weeks,
It's very flammable and really not very good. Like, shield?
So, and of course, you probably had to deduct 50 from that, just for your living cost.
Okay.
So are we leaving now on the boat, or are we waiting a couple of days and leaving on the boat?
No, you would be leaving now.
Well, as soon as we have a crew.
Because what that means is you'd have 2 days to hang out down there.
I'll
dress all my guys there.
Some
of my guys there.
Yes.
I make more than that.
Hang out with Rush.
As a crewing, it's not hard. Gilmaster goes, you, what are you good at?
He basically decided, I put in this much
money. What are you at? My name is Vaughn.
From it. If I spend more,
you do everything.
Go on the boat. They'll succeed. I'm not sure how many I'll get back, but you guys will succeed.
You and the PCs will live. The rest of the crew is expendable.
The rest of the crew doesn't have names.
Yeah.
I want to see how good Rush has gotten in his martial arts skills.
He is a monkey.
He's a monkey?
He's a monkey. Well, I mean, you know, climbing from the ropes and jumping around doing that stuff. He's a monkey.
Nice.
And then he jumps down to the ship, and of course he doesn't take any damage.
Slow down.
There you go.
Alright. Okay. You guys will...
Well, I was square with him, nonetheless.
You'll kick his ass.
Harder! Harder!
You hit like a girl!
Fine.
Alright.
Alright. So...
Okay.
Have I described Tonga for you guys yet?
It's plains.
Rolling plains. Very, very, very Kansas.
By the way,
Tonga is with lots of orcs.
Tonga's America.
My shopkeep apparently wears outlandish or flamboyant clothing.
I brought all my flash today. You know those little buttons.
Flare.
I brought all my flare today.
Would you like me to wear more flare?
It gives me personality.
Would you like a trail ration?
And two. He's missing a tooth.
I'm gonna re-roll that.
From someone punching it out.
Where are you wearing all those clothes? Would you like a trail ration? No, I have plenty of food. Would you like a trail ration? No. How about a rope with your trail ration?
We're having a sale today.
He's very individualistic.
These buttons, I think they make me more of an individual.
Anyways, fine.
It's okay, you can hate your clerk. Just assign long hours for him and don't pay him.
Well, you know, you want to know what the second thing I rolled for him was that I decided wasn't going to work out? Lazy. I'm just like, no.
All you do is have a complaint box right above the fireplace with no bottom.
Alright, so you guys land in rolling hills. And because of the little map that he's able to provide you with, you guys can find it fairly easily.
This is oddly specific.
It is oddly specific, and it's very detailed and very old. Like, this is older than you type of old.
So it's more than 253 years old?
It is older than that.
He's the guild master. Don't ask questions.
Duh. I'll ask all the questions I want about him.
Go ahead. Try to see all those guys' information checks.
No, I didn't say I'd get answers.
He can ask all the questions he wants. Okay. Well, there's a gaping hole in the ground.
That's essentially what my character
is. Well, let's just throw a caution to the wind and hop in this gaping hole in the wall. Ground.
All right. Throw the rope over, slide down.
You guys will rappel.
No. Not going to worry about, you know, climbing down.
Jump off the side and fly down.
You die. Anywho.
You and I are not serious. We should treat for real. All up in a character.
We're not. Last time you threw me off this city, I really thought you killed my character. I was thinking, maybe I should make an elf next or something.
No. All right. When you guys lie, this is a good long descent down. We're talking at least 300 or 400 feet beneath
Holy
the ground.
Holy shenanigans,
Batman. You guys are actually having a hard time breathing down here. Okay, for the people who breathe, you're having a hard time breathing.
All right,
and it, of course, is pitch dark.
Ooh.
The thing that bugs the people with dark vision is as you're rappelling down the wall, because I'm assuming you guys are taking enough time and moving the rope and whatnot mm-hmm. down. When you look out behind you, you don't see the other wall.
You have only 60 feet.
You don't see the other wall.
So there's not even enough light down here for my low light vision to function.
Not after 300 feet.
No.
I finally have a reason to use my goggles.
Oh, you're messing with him finally.
It's temporary use, though, so he's going to run out of it soon.
And the
8 hours, 2 uses.
And the further you go down, the drier and drier it gets.
Isn't mud normally moist?
Mud, yes. I don't think this is mud.
It's actually getting incredibly dry as you're going down.
I don't know. I don't have knowledge of nature.
When dust comes around, I know what spells I'm going to memorize. If you guys need any water, let me know.
After 400 feet... Literally switching out your rope probably about 5 or 6 times.
Mm-hmm.
You guys finally hit the bottom. Because climbing down isn't hard. It's when you guys decide to climb back up.
Yeah.
That the real jump.
Are we using knotted rope?
Yes. That's why it's a DC 5, and I'm not worried about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can anyone here fail? Have a plus 12 to climb.
Tyler no.
might be able to fail.
But the thing is he can't. The thing is he can't fail by 5.
Uh huh.
Yeah. So he'd have to roll. Yeah, he'd have to roll a -1 on a d20.
He can do that.
It's and called.
It doesn't even matter for her. She can just fly out.
There is not enough room for her to fly out.
But she shed the wall more.
You are right. I stand corrected.
Did she get bigger in our last
I don't think she's that.
Wow. I stand corrected. Sorry. Two different versions of this same area. The one where it was, you know, the squeezing your way down for 4 hours or climbing your way down.
Food?
Yeah.
Okay.
Installing the dwarf therapist.
So, you guys have now gotten down to the bottom, and it is sand down here. There's no kidding about it. This is sand. This is not mud. This isn't even clay.
You can make glass.
This is sand down here.
Like, real fine sand?
Do we sink in type sand?
No, not sinking sand.
Okay, good.
But enough to cut your movement in half sand.
No, not even that.
Huh.
It's just when you hit the ground, you're like,
psh. Like, the gnawing between your toes, oh god, yes, take your socks off sand.
The annoying in between your toes level of sand.
But too bad we're all wearing leather shoes. You can't really
boots.
Get in.
It's between my talons.
It doesn't make it through your natural armor.
The chickens have large talons.
And other than that, you guys can't see anything.
Even dark vision people?
There's nothing. There's nothing within 60 feet. Basically, you guys dropped the last, like, 10, 15 feet.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling this is magical.
I have a feeling it's really big.
Oh. I was thinking it was, like, darkness.
I got it. Nobody would be able to see in darkness. I got a 21 on notice to see if I can hear anything, see what's going on.
Other than, you know, at this point, anyone's sense of smell is basically shot.
Is there any, like, air currents down here?
No.
No? Okay. But if there's an air current, we can probably go that way, but...
priests.
You hear off in the distance, way off in the distance. The only reason you can probably hear this is because it's all stone.
Yeah.
You could swear you heard a horse neigh.
I turned to all of you guys and used these camp. Let's not talk down here because it echoes.
I don't know what you're saying because I don't know thieves can't.
Well, night guard.
You don't.
No, I know thieves. I know night guard can't.
Oh.
Works for me.
But you guys told me it was called thieves can.
No,
it's a special kind of thieves.
It's basically a thieves can limited dwarf.
Okay, so why are you suggesting this with your ultimate wisdom?
No, I have a 12 wisdom. If I had like a 6 wisdom, no. I should have. Hello, pony!
Cool, echoes!
I'm asking, was there something to trigger this?
Oh, yeah, there's a horse that way.
Horse?
Yes, a horse. Do you doubt me?
Yes.
Somewhat.
Go over there and listen.
Go ahead and give me notice checks. It's a DC 20.
Just go that direction if there's sound.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a horse.
Five.
No, it's a horse.
Like, what horse?
What?
Good thing he can't talk.
Yeah. Well, he can go roar.
He can't roar.
Yeah. All right. So everyone, be quiet and let's go.
All right.
All right. Everyone, stay close together.
Because you are navigating purely by sound in a highly echoey area.
Oh yeah.
Go ahead and give me a survival check.
Ooh, I have plus 50.
Watch for holes, just in case.
I got above a 30.
Okay.
You actually have points in survival now?
Yes, because I'm not going to be going assassin. I took those and pumped them into survival.
Okay. Do we assist on this?
No, there's no need. You got the 25. As you are kind of walking along, you guys can actually see off in the distance, it actually begins to light up. There's something living down here, or something. You guys can actually see movement in front of the light.
Okay, stay in the shadows. Still,
I was like, can we find the nearest wall?
Well, the next wall is about half a mile that way.
Okay.
Yeah, never mind.
So it's the, you guys walk for about a couple hundred feet and then like, no.
Okay, so
but we can still crawl on the ground and kind of try.
Oh yeah, I'm not saying that.
We can still try
to get as long as it's still in shadow.
Yeah, you guys are crawling through the sand. It's getting in your hair. For those who haven't shaved in the past 4 days, you started to get your facial hair.
Ah, oh, reminds me of being a man.
Do I get facial hair?
No, you're a lizard.
Dang it! I wanted the cool Egyptian beard thing.
I need to shave. Anyway.
Actually, I'm going to try going
though. Think I'm going to go without
shaving
for a while.
They actually shave their entire bodies to stave off lice and make leaks.
Yes.
Interesting.
Oh, it's one way to get rid of lice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's not my hair. Stupid that itchy hat.
That when you live in the desert, hair just kind of gets in the way.
It's hot.
Yeah.
Anywho.
I'll just stay low to the ground.
As you guys get within sight range, these are old, old wooden structures. The only reason why you think they're still functioning is because it's so dry. Because if it was wet, these things would have rotted by.
Basically, if there's a red dragon down here and sneeze, this whole place would combust.
Yes. But one thing that's odd is that this place is lit by torches.
Are they magical torches?
Can't tell from this distance. This is still a few hundred feet off. But as from the side that you guys are approaching at...
Ooh, found it.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. This is going to be oblong, but that's okay because these people aren't architects. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Completely architects over here, jeez.
This is the gate.
And that's where we're approaching?
No. This is just the nearest structure that you guys are approaching. There's a town beyond this. It's also all wood.
Like, this is the whole town?
That
sucks. It's a shanty town.
You can actually fit quite a bit of people in there.
Oh, yeah.
Still stacked.
I wouldn't try very many stunts in here, considering everything's so old.
So, it
might fall and collapse on you. not that I don't trust your abilities to do it. I don't trust the structures to allow you to do it.
I don't know what happened to the
PC guy. They're behind Andre.
Give it to Jessica, it's her
job.
I don't know what you're pointing
at. These are not quite what they look like.
Oh, Billy!
But they're somewhat close.
Are they alive or are they statues?
Let me get to the description after I finish setting up.
No, tell me now!
Fine, they kill you.
No. They're actually stone golems.
And I walk away!
Four of
them. My horsey!
Nay.
It is an evil horse.
No, it doesn't have spikes.
We're going on an adventure.
Yeah, that's true. It's not a chaos horse.
We were sent off to go plunder tombs, like we used to.
Yes.
And we're actually being rogues?
There's an entire prestige class based around doing this.
As you guys get within spotting distance, it doesn't look like they have seen you yet. That is just that's a fenced-in area, mounted kind of like a pin, with four skeletal bovine.
Damn it, skeletons.
Sitting there, sitting next to it, is of course a small little wooden shack that of course looks fragile, with a skeletal horse tied up to a post. And sitting out there are a couple skeletons. Their leather hats and vests are old and ancient, yet still in use. And this one's kind of leaning against one of the posts, just kind of sitting there. And all of them have belts on with holsters.
Like pistol holsters?
Do they have pistols in them?
Yes, they do.
Are pistols common enough knowledge for us to fight?
Oh, fuck no!
We don't know what the hell they are.
Maybe for you.
Having an idea?
Go ahead, roll.
Straight up knowledge?
Straight up engineering. Okay, I'll give you a straight intel check, just in case you've been on the receiving end of one.
Remember, I do test things.
I said on the receiving end.
Wait, this crazy beard shot me with a pistol.
He does have a flintlock. Yes, but these look much smoother and much sleeker.
I got a 12.
Okay, these definitely look like better flintlocks.
Okay. That bullet hurt.
And they're ancient.
And these are ancient. But
okay, Carol, now you take these notes, and then we're about ready to begin.
Okay, sure.
Well, what are you two doing here? We don't record until tomorrow.
We're making a new promo for All Games Considered, since you were dragging your feet getting one written.
Hey!
She's right, though. It's been too long, and a lot has happened since the last promo.
Yeah, like winning the Gold Emmy for Best Gaming Podcast for 2009.
You mean the one you try to work into the conversation every other episode?
Hey!
Now, there's more than that. There's the new format.
You mean the main show every 2 weeks and the assortment of other features in the meantime?
Right, like games you may never have heard of, the review and new shows.
Don't forget the RPG buffet.
And on the main show, we have more time to focus on gaming topics.
Like board and card games.
And RPGs.
And the people who play them, from the old school to the newest of the new.
But no changeling. Hey!
Find out more at agcpodcast.info. All games considered, because there's more than one true way to play.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.